Let's go to Orphi Devandi. Thank you so much for coming on the show today with Illinois Policy Institute. This recession, that's something that affects most people equally, but the folks in Illinois have suffered for a little bit longer and a little bit harder because the recovery hasn't been as great. Tell us about where the state of Illinois sits right now with this 10-year mark of the recession.
You know, Illinois still has two major problems, and that was our worst pension crisis in the nation, which means that our tax bills keep rising, but we don't see the delivery of services or public investments that boost our economy because most of the money is diverted to pensions. And then we also have a very bloated government sector, 7,000 units of local government, and of course that means excessive red tape. And so, you know, what the recession did is actually it just unveiled all the problems and to some extent exacerbated them a little.
What are some of our neighboring states doing that is working that it just seems like Illinois is kind of refusing to meet the measure of success that is existing in those states that surround our border?
Well, you know, in Illinois, government spending grew 25% faster than personal incomes to fuel this pension problem, and because there's so much government waste. Other states are not doing that. In Illinois, we've had a couple of tax increases. You know, just when we were starting to recover from the recession back in 2011, we were hit with a tax increase, and then instead of learning the lesson after employment slowed tremendously after the tax hike, what we did is we made the tax increase permanent in 2017. You know, other states don't tax people at a higher rate when they're trying to recover from a recession.
Yeah. So we've got an election coming up here in November, a big one for the state of Illinois because we will be electing a governor, either Bruce Rauner to his second term or J.B. Pritzker. I think there's also a Libertarian candidate, Cass Jackson, running as well. What do we have to look forward to? What are the candidates saying that they're interested in doing to help address some of these issues we're still facing in the state of Illinois?
So the biggest fear for me, you know, when I look at this this election year is, you know, these ideas that are floating around about, you know, implementing a progressive income tax. People are talking about, oh, Illinois needs more revenue. No, you know, this is what we tried to do in the past. You know, we had a tax increase in 2011. And then after the tax increase, we raised more revenue, but our spending was still out of balance because we spent too much. One thing Springfield needs to learn is to live within its means. You know, this is something families across Illinois are expected to do every day. What you had last year was, a budget that was out of balance, and now they're talking about raising more revenue, trying to raise more revenue. What they forget is that every time we tax people, people respond to higher taxes by moving. Mm-hmm. You know, the census numbers were released yesterday. I don't know if you saw those numbers.
No, yeah, I know that it's like 33,000 people that had left. Is that correct?
It's insane. I mean, 80% of almost 80% of Illinois cities lost people, and it's not because people are dying sooner, because actually people live longer, right? Mm-hmm. It's because people are moving. They're moving to greener pastures.
Yeah. Well, the fight is being led there at IllinoisPolicy.org at the Illinois Policy Institute. Orphi, thanks for joining us and weighing in on this. We appreciate having you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
My pleasure.